I would like now to invite the children to please come forward for the children's sermon.
Catch.
Oh, you didn't catch it.
Catch.
Good morning. Let's try that again. Good morning. So I heard that there's something called a golden rule. How many of you have heard of a golden rule? One, two, oh, hi! Have you heard of the golden rule? You don't know what the golden rule is? So can you tell us, Liam, what is the golden rule? So you know that there's a golden rule. We're getting there. How about you, Miles? Do you know what the golden rule? Let's see if Miles doesn't remember, then we'll go back to you. Ah, you run out of time. Back to Liam.
Treat others the way you want to be treated.
Treat others the way that you want to be treated. That is right. Can you say that together? Treat others?
The way you want to be treated.
That is a principle that is present in, I think, almost all religions, if not all religions. And it's based on the idea also that what you do, you get back. So if you are kind to others, then it's more likely that others will, what?
Be kind to you.
Now, if you're mean to others, it's pretty likely that they will be mean to you. Now, I sometimes call that the boomerang principle. You know what the boomerang is? Have you ever seen the boomerang? No, it's made of wood or plastic, I think. And it's like this, like that. Can you imagine it like this? And then you hold it, and then you throw it really, really hard. And guess what it does? It turns, it travels. And then before you know it, it turns back and comes back at you. Now, I thought it would not be safe to use a boomerang for the children's sermon. So thank you, Ernie, for the gift of the JoJo. I'm going to use a JoJo instead. Today I'm going to call it the JoJo effect. So how many of you have ever played with one of these? Yeah? Okay, so what does it do when I throw it down?
Come up.
See? I was trying to leave it down, but I can't. I used to be able to make tricks with this. So, see, you throw it, and it comes right back at you. You throw it down, and it comes right back at you. So an act of kindness comes right back at you. If you're mean to your sister or to your brother, it comes right back at you at some point. See? So now I just want you, whenever you see a JoJo, and whenever you, that is true, right? whenever you see a JoJo, I want you to remember that this JoJo is also a teacher. It is reminding you of the golden rule, even if it's only orange and not golden. I want you to remember that if you want others to be nice to you, well, you can start by being nice to others. Some people will still be mean anyway. But you are putting outside kindness. You're like pouring kindness into the world. And then at one point or another, that kindness is going to come right back at you. And imagine, if everybody is trying really hard to put kindness into the world is going to be a better place. So again, whenever you see the JoJo, remember the JoJo principle. And whenever you see a boomerang, remember to get out of the way, and then remember the boomerang principle. Help me to pray for the children. Gracious God, I thank you so much for these children that are here with us today. Because every time that we see children, we realize that you have not given up on us, that there is hope, that the future is open and bright and full of promise. We pray that we may be able to teach these children with our words, with our deeds, with our lives, what it is that we preach, that we may be able to teach them to trust you and to live lives full of kindness and love and mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You can go back to your seats.